Now ring, time for Lonnie Abner. Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jotham Down store and radio station questioning Lum about his new radio idea. Listen.
Yeah, well, now, Lum, even if you do learn how to be one of them diplomatists, I still don't see how you're going to make a radio show out of that idea.
Well, I'm working on the format for it right now.
Well, just tell me now, what are you going to do, Mom? You going to get up at the microphones and hypnotize all the listeners and put them to sleep?
No, of course not.
Well, I'm going to say you already got a show up there, that news and views program you ever put you to sleep.
No, I just keep them smart remarks to yourself.
Oh, I see, Jonathan. But sure enough, now, how are you going to do it, Mom? You've got to make it sound better than old notes and half the music, whatever you're going to say to them. I'll tell you that right here now.
Man, you just leave that part of it up to me.
Well, what are you going to do? Hypnotize Moles into thinking it's a good program?
No, no. What I'm going to do is get different folks on the show and hypnotize them and let them do different things. Like sing a song, tell a joke.
Oh. Can you do that?
Of course I can. With the power I'll have over them, they'll follow whatever I say. Just the power of suggest.
Yeah, well, see.
Power of suggest. With confidence, I'll throw Ulysses into a transom, and then I'll...
I doubt now Lum can throw Ulysses any place. He's a pretty stout fella.
I don't mean actual throwing.
He'll fist fight you. He don't look like it, but if he's high strand when he gets mad.
I know that. I mean hypnotizing, mesmerizing. That's the same as throwing him into a transom.
Yeah. Why don't you say so?
I'll hypnotize him and then tell him he's a great singer.
Oh, now, Ulysses S. Clemson?
Well, sure.
He'll never believe that
one. Well, when he's in my power, he will.
Well, there ain't no power that'll ever make me be that Ulysses S. Clemson's a great singer. He's got a voice that sounds like a rusty barn door hinge. Couldn't play a tune in a bucket. With a lid on.
I know all that.
I believe you'd have better luck hypnotizing the audience and telling them that he's a great singer. Nah, I don't even do that work.
Well, Abner, the whole idea of this show is to get folks to do something everybody knows they can't do.
Well, I bet if you got the man right there in your seat.
That's why this is going to be the most interesting program you've ever put on.
Oh,
it's the greatest thing that's ever hit the radio, Ben. It's going to revolutionize it, what it's going
to
do.
If you can get Ulysses to sing good, Lum, I'll agree with you. It sure is. Yes,
you can see now that Moses will just fall all over himself to die.
And Moses, if that's your son's true, I believe you're right about him, man.
And here's the greatest thing about it. Think of all the money he'll save on talent.
Yeah, Moses, I hadn't thought about that. As long as the folks are hypnotized, why, they'll never know they was on the show, so we won't have to pay them nothing more.
Oh, well, we couldn't do that. We'll pay them.
Well, I thought you just got done saying he's going to save all that money on talent.
No, here's what I meant by that. Now, coincidence, you couldn't afford to hire Bing Crosby to sing on Moe's Mystery Program, could we?
You gonna hypnotize Bing Crosby?
No, but what I'll do is hypnotize Ulysses and tell him to sing like Bing Crosby, and that way we get the same thing.
Well, I've got to hear.
Oh, this is the greatest one idea I've ever had,
Abner. Here it is, if you can make Ulysses S. Quincy sound like Bing Crosby. Say, Lum, David, I just had a idea here. You think you could make Elizabeth hypnotize and make her look like one of them big moving picture actresses?
Well, no, I can't change the way people look. I just work on their minds.
Oh, yeah. Well, wait a minute. Could you hypnotize me and make me think she looks like one of them big mean picture actresses?
Well, there's a limit to what I can do with this, Abner.
Yeah, I might have given you too hard a one to get right on that.
I think that's the limit.
Any improvement, though, will only be a lot.
I'll do the best I can for you.
Yeah, well, not done with the car. Lum, do you actually hypnotize folks and give them the song and all that?
Well, sure you can. I finished reading that book on it, now.
You have?
Yeah, I've been practicing it at home. I tried it out on an old lead.
Your dog?
Yeah.
Did it work?
Well, I don't know.
Who'd you make him think he was?
Well, see, I have to have somebody that's got a weaker mind than I've got. I had trouble with him.
Weaker mind than yours?
Yeah, it seems to work better that way.
I know they that's best anyway. You're going to learn how to poke off a fast and I'm having on it. Right here, it's time you run through Cedric, you'll be all done right there.
Oh, no. As far as I can see, I could use anybody in town. And, of course, I've always got you.
Yeah, of course. Sir, just a minute. What do you mean by that remark?
I just mean that you'd make a pretty good subject for hypnotizing.
Well, I still don't believe you can do it. You couldn't do it the other day with Dan Withers, or have you done with hypnotize yourself?
Well, it just shows how good I am. I can even hypnotize a fellow with as strong a mind as I've got. Don't even try it on you once, Dad.
Oh, me? That one?
Yeah. Got a lot better at it since I worked on Dan the other day.
Yeah. Does it hurt?
No, it doesn't bother you at all.
Well, what if you get me into that and can't get me out of it again?
Oh, there ain't no danger of that. I'll just throw you into a medium-sized transom.
Oh, you ain't got just a little bitty one sort of a sample, have you?
No, they're all about the same, actually. Oh. Now, here's what I want you to do, Abner. Go down in that chair there and relax. Close your eyes.
That right here?
Yeah.
Well, I better go to sleep, huh?
Well, that's the whole idea. I want you to go to sleep.
Oh.
You can't help going to sleep. You're so tired. So tired that that's all you can think of.
Yeah.
Of course you are. Your eyelids are getting heavy. It's been hard to keep them open. Your eyes are so tired. Your head feels heavy. Your arms are tired. Your legs are so heavy, you can hardly move them. Your feet feel like lead. You're so tired, all you want to do is sleep. All you want to do is sleep. Abner Peabody, I am your master. You'll open your eyes. Open them way up. You're now Sam Bernard Dog. Abner Peabody, you're a window washer. You'll wash all the windows. Oh, this is wonderful. Abner Peabody, you're a housewife. You'll scrub the floor. Why didn't I think of this sooner? Abner Peabody, you're a derrick. Hoist all them feed sacks and stack them up out there in the feed room. All right, don't believe it if you don't want to, but just look at all the work you've done while you're hypnotized.
I don't recollect a thing about it.
Well, naturally you don't.
Not long. I couldn't have done all them things.
Have you done? You don't just look at them clean windows and the floor and the feed sacks has all been moved. You must have done them, because there ain't nobody else in the store except me and you, and I know I never done them.
Well, you'd never do nothing like that, but bogus, I just can't believe it. I ain't that tired.
Long with
that,
no, I can... Oh, howdy, Ben.
Hello, Rob. I've known bogus, I just can't believe it.
How's that, Abner?
Oh, Rob claims that he hypnotized me, and I did a couple of weeks' work around here just now.
Right. Hey, Rob, do you want to sell your restaurant equipment?
No, I don't know, Ben. I haven't thought much about it.
Well, you're not using it anymore, are you?
Well, no, I just ain't had no time at all lately to run the restaurant. It's just practically been closed up, you might say.
Oh, no, good and well, I couldn't have lifted all them food sacks by myself.
Well, you done
by myself.
But why'd you ask about the restaurant equipment, Ben? Do you know somebody who wants to buy it?
Yes.
You see, work is progressing quite rapidly on the new jailhouse now, and I thought I might put in a small lunch counter for the prisoners.
Oh, well, that'd be nice.
Save me the trouble of having to carry their meals into the cells.
Yeah.
Well, that couldn't have been me a scrub before. Now, I never do that good a job.
Well, it was you, If you won't take my word for it, I don't know how else to prove it to you.
How much do you want for the whole work, Swam?
Well, I just don't quite know, Dylan. I'd have to try to figure that out.
You want a cell, don't you?
Well, it'd be glad to get set of that lunch counter. You need more room in here for them radio shows we put on that's got audiences. Yeah, I want to sell the stuff.
Yes. Well, make me an offer, Rob.
Well, I'd give wait a minute. You're the one that's supposed to make me an offer.
How's that?
I said you're the one that's
supposed to. Well, I'm going back to my feed room and prove to you that I can't lift that many feed tasks.
Well, you never lifted them all at once. You've done them one at a time.
I still don't think I could have done it.
Well, you did.
Rob, why don't we talk price later on? After all, it's going to have to come out of the tax money, you know.
Yeah, I know it, and I want to keep my taxes down, so I'm sure we can come to a pretty reasonable figure on it, all right.
The thing to do is to get the stuff down there. Happened is ready right now to install it.
Yeah, that's just the trouble. I don't know how many of us can get down there right now. The Macmillan boys are out of town with their truck, and Cedric's car is broke down. I'd sure like to get that drink out of here, though.
Well, if I'm going to buy it, I'll have to get it right away.
Well, don't worry. I'll get the stuff down here somehow. Don't know. Wait a minute. I think maybe I've got a headache. Abner?
Uh-oh.
You're getting tired. Oh, so tired.
Yes, and from the looks of things, Abner is going to be a lot more tired. I'm